This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says the war in Hamas and Gaza will continue for many more months. He was pushing back Saturday against persistent international ceasefire calls following mounting civilian deaths, hunger, and mass displacement in the besieged enclave. Netanyahu also thanked the Biden administration for its continued backing, including approval for a new emergency weapons sale, the second this month, to bypass Congress. Israel argues that ending the war now would mean victory for Hamas. It's a stand shared by the Biden administration, which at the time urged Israel to do more to avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. In new fighting, Israeli warplanes struck urban refugee camps in the center of Gaza. The top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their reckless attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea, but Vice Admiral Brad Cooper said in an Associated Press interview Saturday that more nations are joining the International Maritime Mission to protect vessels in the vital waterway, and trade traffic is beginning to pick up. Operation Prosperity Garden was announced just over 10 days ago. Cooper said that since then, 1,200 merchant ships have traveled through the Red Sea region, and none has been hit by drone or missile attacks. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that his country will launch 3 additional military spy satellites and build more nuclear weapons. North Korea's Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for the year 2024. KCNA said that Kim called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. And Kim's statement suggests North Korea will continue its call for weapons tests. This is VOA News. Shelling in the center of the Russian border of Belgorod killed at least 21 people, including 3 children, according to local officials. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out Saturday's shelling, which was one of the deadliest attacks on Russian soil since the start of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine 22 months ago. It took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine that killed at least 41 civilians. Ukrainian officials never acknowledged responsibility for attacks on Russian territory or the Crimean Peninsula. However, larger aerial strikes against Russia have previously followed heavy assaults on Ukrainian cities. Mexico and Venezuela say they have restarted repatriation flights of Venezuelan migrants in Mexico. Saturday's announcement is the latest move by countries in the region to take on a flood of people traveling north to the United States. It also comes as migrant caravans of thousands of people from across the region, largely Venezuelans, have trekked through southern Mexico this week. This month alone, authorities say at least 10,000 migrants a day have been arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, many of them asylum seekers. Venezuela says it will continue to deploy nearly 6,000 troops until a British military vessel sent to neighboring Guyana leaves the waters off the coast of the 2 southern American nations. It is the latest in mounting tensions between Venezuela and the former British colony. The century-old land dispute was recently reignited with the discovery of oil in Guyana. It only escalated when Venezuela reported that its citizens had voted in a December 3rd referendum to claim 2/3 of their smaller neighbor. Mexico and Venezuela say they have restarted repatriation flights, again, of Venezuelan migrants in Mexico. And Saturday's announcement is the latest move by the countries in the region to take on a flood of people traveling north to the United States. Taiwan's presidential candidates expressed a desire for peaceful relations with Beijing. China has described their January 13th elections on the self-ruled island as a choice between war and peace, and stepped-up harassment of the territory it claims as its own. Election frontrunner William Lai, the ruling Democratic People's Party, said in a televised debate Saturday that he was open to communicating with the government in Beijing, which has refused to talk to him or the president Tsai Ing-wen. Beijing favors a candidate from the more China-friendly Nationalist Party and has criticized Lai and Tsai as separatist. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.